Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
.435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. By the way, I am doing my best to pass along all of the lovely notes coming in. There's so many people, myself included, happy that our friend Charles Pyle is back on the team. It's been a while. And Charles, I'm going to say it, a rock-solid reporter, real journalist, doing real news, and it is just great to hear him back here as part of our team. I'm thrilled by it. I really, really am. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that. And before we chat with Yale, I got to give you a piece of two pieces of information. One of them, I think, might just be a work of fiction. 804 says, Jeff, Al Jazeera just reported a recent shipment of suspicious toilet seats to Hezbollah headquarters has been quarantined. Meanwhile, terrorists are advised to move to a low-fiber diet. I wish I would have thought of that one. That's a good one. And this one is absolutely 100% real. The Teamsters Union is not endorsing Kamala Harris. That is huge. Or as President Trump might say, huge. It is huge. Not endorsing Kamala Harris. And here's why. There was a poll done of Teamsters members. You want to know what the results were? Kamala Harris got 34% of Teamsters. Other candidates besides Trump and Harris got 6.4%, and President Trump got 59.6%. Now, let's think about those other candidates for a second. Bobby Kennedy, Cornel West, Jill Stein. Jill Stein wants to do away with all petroleum, period. They're not voting for her. Cornel West is all about a racist agenda. Maybe you got a couple of folks voting for them. But Bobby Kennedy would be somebody that many of those Teamsters were looking at. So what we're really talking about is President Trump up around 65% support amongst Teamsters union members. And that's why the Teamsters union itself has said we're not endorsing Kamala Harris. Be interesting to see if they actually take the next step and endorse Donald Trump. I don't know if that will happen. Ghazala Hashmi is a member of the Virginia State Senate. She may or may not live in Chesterfield, depending on who you ask, but that's where she's elected from. And she's having some, bizarre sorts of hearings. We've been hearing a little bit about it. Our friend Yale Levin Sheldon was actually down there. I believe she actually testified, and we want to get an update from her. Yale, good afternoon, my friend.
Good afternoon, Jeff, and thank you for having me. And yes, I was there yesterday.
Okay, well, tell me what exactly was going on, because it seems like Ghazala Hashmi's got like a cone of silence there.
Well, I believe it was a sham. I can share the reasons why I believe it was a sham. I'm happy to share kind of a short version of my testimony. You just tell me where you want me to start.
Yeah. Well, listen, you testified yesterday. You tell me what you testified about and how you were treated.
Sure. I was treated fine. That was not the issue. So my version of the testimony was just as a mother of a high school senior, and my husband and I feeling that, you know, we don't feel that it is safe for us to send my son to college in Virginia or anywhere in the country when he graduates, because he's Jewish, and we don't feel that it's safe. And how absurd it is that in the year 2024 we're even uttering those words. So that was a short version of my testimony. I say that the hearing was a sham for several quick reasons. Okay. Hashmi began by saying that the meeting was a fact-finding mission, yet she did not allow the committee members, and especially the Republican committee members, to ask the people from the various institutions, the representatives, she did not allow them to ask any questions. So what kind of a fact-finding meeting is this if you do not allow any questions?
Yeah.
She basically said, well, we will submit your questions, we'll compile them and send them to them, and they'll respond in writing. Well, you know, it's a sham if you're not allowing any back-and-forth questions and answers.
Absolutely.
Another reason it was a sham is that they did not invite law enforcement representatives, and a lot of the testimony from what I call them the pro-Hamas, pro-terror, you know, people that testified was, you know, accusing law enforcement of these atrocities. So how are you having a fact-finding mission without inviting law enforcement that were involved in these protests?
That's right.
You know, and then another was that no Jewish institution or student groups were invited to this meeting.
All right. Now, this is a tough one to wrap my head around. So it's a I can't call it a hearing if you're not asking questions. So it's a get together, right? And everybody gets together.
It's a show. It's a show.
Yeah, it's a dog and pony show. So the correct. Representatives from, were they representatives of the universities? Like the college?
Representatives, I wrote down who the representatives from which universities came.
Yeah, okay.
So those were, I will tell you from which universities, from Virginia Tech.
Okay.
From UVA.
Yep.
From VCU.
Okay.
From University of Mary Washington and from George Mason.
Okay.
And from American Council of Trustees and Alumni. And then, of course, you know, last minute, Jewish organizations did find out about this last minute, which meaning it was Monday afternoon.
Right.
And so we were able to get, you know, representation by Rabbi Litz from the Hillel of William and Mary.
Okay.
Was able to get there. Rabbi Asher from Knesset Beth Israel here was able to get there. And
right.
on Zoom, there was a Rabbi Novick from George Mason Hillel, and there was a representative from ADL in Zoom.
Okay.
But that's pretty much it. And then we had a representative from the Richmond Jewish Federation who spoke, and I spoke as a mother, you know, not as a representative
right.
of the Jewish community. And I actually asked several friends with, you know, students in various Virginia colleges to have them speak as parents of college students or have their children speak, but their response was absolutely no. Oh. We do not want to be outed as Jews. We are getting by just fine without being outed as Jews. They were terrified, absolutely terrified.
Oh. Well, all right, let's unravel some of it. Yeah, first of all, I'm disgusted by that response from anybody because it quite frankly, it reminds me of those Jews who willingly marched onto cattle cars. Oh, we're just going to pretend. We're not going to observe anything.
Well, I'm not going to judge because honestly, I don't.
Not. I know you're not. I can. It's my show, and I am, and I'm telling you, I'm sitting in judgment because as a kid, I saw this over and over. I saw so many Jewish people. Oh, I'm not going to tell anybody. I don't want to tell anybody. Baloney. We cannot hide. We shouldn't be in the shadows.
Well, look, you know how I am, and you know how my kids are. They're very proudly Jewish. But,
I know. But you and I both know there shouldn't be anybody having to hide. Right? I mean, that's
well, not in 2024, that's for sure. So.
That's exactly right. So you've got the representatives from the colleges, but each of those universities you mentioned has their own standalone police department, but they were not invited. Each of those.
So what Hashmi said is that she gave the institutions, the colleges, an option of what representative to send, basically implying that they could have sent their campus police.
Oh, they could have.
But of course, they're not going to send the representative from campus police.
Right.
You know, that's absurd.
It is absurd. This thing is absurd. So is this hearing now, was it completed, or are there going to be more episodes coming up?
So I'm not sure what she said, and there's one more thing I want to say, but what she said was, you know, we're going to compile the questions from the committee members, and they're going to get responses, and there's going to be a report, and, you know, a report that I don't know if the public is going to get to see the report, the committee members are going to get to see the report, but I don't know if the public is going to get to see the report. One thing I do want to say, you know, want to point out is, you know, like I told you, the Jewish community here in Richmond only found out Monday afternoon. Again, this was Tuesday afternoon. The speakers, the individual speaker, not institutional speakers, the disproportionality in the speakers, and this is why I say I have no proof of this, that other organizations did find out in advance because of the disproportionality in the number of speakers. There were a total, and I'm taking in person and by Zoom, almost double, a total of 18, what I call, you know, pro-Hamas, pro-terror speakers, and only 10 pro-America, pro First Amendment and, you know, against anti-Semitism speakers. Jeez. That's almost double.
Yeah.
18 to 10.
That is.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's outrageous. It's outrageous. But, well, look, number one, Yale, I appreciate you going, and I appreciate you reaching out to give us a little update on it. I'd love to get you back if you do hear something more about it. We'll keep our eyes peeled. I'll be reaching out to some of the folks up there at the state Senate. But God bless you for standing up and having the strength and the integrity, as you always do, to stand up for the right things, and for the members of the Jewish community, those official, those unofficial. I'm glad to hear that
I do have to commend the Republican senators on the committee.
Yeah.
Really tried very hard to push back. I really have to commend them. The behavior of Hashmi and the Democrat committee members was reprehensible. Their body language, their disdain for the Republican members of the committee was very blatant, and I'm very disappointed.
Did you get the sense, you're talking about their body language?
Their body language, their eye, you know, they rolled their eyes, you know, they're on their phone texting.
Yeah.
It was just, the disdain was just blatant, and it was very disappointing as a constituent to see that.
Was it strictly directed at Republican senators, or they engage in the same sort of behavior when you and other Jewish representatives?
No, it was strictly at the Republicans.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. It's a collection of childish people. They're not.
It was just
people.
Very disappointing. It's not necessary. It was very disappointing.
I agree. Well, Yale, I appreciate you being here. That is Yale Levin Sheldon. She's a good friend, and she was actually there at this Hashmi hearing that didn't allow any questions, didn't really have any sort of a buy-in from law enforcement. Jewish organizations weren't made aware of it. It's just outrageous. We'll talk more about it, I promise you. 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.